In the movie, The Philadelphia Story, Katharine Hepburn sails on the true love and proclaims, "My, she was yar." Should it be remade today, the heroine might have to say, "My, it was yar." Today, Lloyd's List, the newspaper of record for the shipping industry, declared that it will no longer refer to ships with the feminine pronoun she. Dr. Ronald Hope is the former director of the UK-based Marine Society. He served in the Royal Navy, and he joins us from Dollar Scotland. Thanks so much for joining us, Dr. Hope.
That's all right.
Why do you think Lloyd's List is making this change now?
I really can't imagine why they should do it. Because ships have been called she for 2,000 years or more. And I can only imagine it's because the modern ship is not like ships used to be. They're just blocks of flats on floating on water.
Well, explain it. How is it that ships came to be called she?
Well, I think it was the wayward nature of sailing ships. I mean, there's a poem by Philip of Thessalonica who lived about the same time as St. Paul. He wrote a poem about a ship in which he likened the ship to a mistress. And everybody since then, as far as I know, has thought of ships as a she. You've got a ballad in 1270, for example. And there used to be stories when I was young, just after the Second World War. There used to be a long screed. A ship was like a wayward mistress. There was always a bustle about her, usually a gang of men. She had a waist and stays. It took a lot of paint to keep her good looking. It was not the initial expense that broke you, but the cost of upkeep. She was all decked out. It took a good man to handle her. She showed her topside and hid her bottom. When going into port, she always headed for the boys. So a good warrant for calling a ship a she, I think.
But maybe, Dr. Hope, the pronoun's time has passed?
Its time has passed.
Yes, the pronoun, use of the pronoun she. In other words, sir, while ships may no longer have, as you call, a wayward nature, might I suggest that women's natures are not the same as well?
That's right. It's a bit of political correctness, I imagine, that women have changed, ships have changed, they're not what they were, and that's why the change has come, yeah.
What are the names of some of the ships that you've sailed on?
In the Royal Navy, I sailed on HMS Abelia. I sailed on HMS Searcher. Then I sailed in HMS Boxer. Those were the wartime ships, but of course, since the Second World War, I've been in no end of merchant ships.
It sounds as if a lot of the ships, although called she, were not actually named after women, did not have women's names.
No. That wouldn't make any difference. But they were all she's if the crew or sailors were referring to their ship. She was a she. There's no question about that.
So you will continue to call ships she?
She. Yes, I shall certainly do so.
Dr. Ronald Hope, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Dr. Ronald Hope is the former director of the Marine Society, and he joined us from Dollar Scotland.